Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, we talk to Coach Jackson about 10-time Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Thomas. Andrew Hawkins breaks down his big third down catch against the Bills.
He's looking. He's throwing near side for Hawkins, and he caught the ball in traffic. And it's a 33-yard gain to the Buffalo 35.
And get deep with rookie Emmanuel Ogba. It's all coming up next. Happy holidays and welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgur alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. And coach, let's start with Joe Thomas. Only four players in the history of the NFL prior to this week had made the Pro Bowl in each of their first 10 seasons. Joe Thomas is now number five. By the way, those four all in the Hall of Fame. What kind of an honor is that for Joe?
He deserves all that more. You know, what Joe's done this season for this football team, for the organization, to me is second to none. He's a tremendous player, tremendous person. He works. He's a leader. He's done everything I've asked him to do, and obviously his peers have watched him from afar, and they voted him where I rightfully think he belongs as a Pro Bowl player.
What's a bigger accomplishment in your mind? Because he's got two of, I think, the most impressive streaks in the NFL, the consecutive snaps played or 10 straight Pro Bowls.
You know, the Pro Bowls are, you know, that's his individual skill, so I'm sure that'd be something that's very important to him. But the fact that he's out there every play, that he hasn't missed a play in all his career, to me, that's unfathomable to me. I mean, that's unbelievable.
One of the things that's come through this year is just how special he is to you. You've made that very clear. You want Joe Thomas here as long as he's playing football. Why is he so special to you?
When you have a guy like him who's really the face of the organization, who's come here and give it his all, and I think has been through some dark times, and obviously we're in the midst of one of those now, but he doesn't waver. You know, if anything, he's the pillar of strength. And I think when you have those guys, you have to empower them to be everything that they can be. And to me, that's what I've tried to do for Joe, and he's allowed me to coach him, to make him the best that he can be. And so it's a great relationship, and when your veteran players like him do that for you, there's nothing like that.
Have you ever coached anybody like him?
I'm not like that. You know, not anybody that's been in 10 Pro Bowls and played the consecutive streak that he has. You know, I don't want to say I haven't coached really good players. I have, but sure. Nobody like Joe Thomas.
All right, Coach, RG3 remains the starter for the third straight week this time. How did you come to that decision for the San Diego Chargers game?
Well, I thought it was important that we keep going in that direction. You know, I did see a little uptick in performance. We need a little more. We need to start faster, and that's what I'll be looking for this week from our football team. But I do like some of the things that he's doing, you know, as we start to put drives together in the second half. We just got to take it from the second half and stick it in the first half. And if we can do that, good things can happen.
What was the one thing that stood out to you where he did make that jump, as you said?
I think that run that he made for the touchdown, showing his athletic ability, his ability to escape in the pocket. You know, right now our pocket's not going to always be clean. And he can make those plays, and he needs to make those plays for this football team.
Talk about getting off to a fast start, and we always say quarterback's best friend is a good running game. Mm-hmm. Let's go take a look in the Giant Eagle film room at one of the big runs from last week against the Bills by Isaiah Crowell.
First down and five. They're going to give the ball to Crowell. He's going to sweep right. He's got the corner. 40, 35, 30, up the far sideline. Inside the 25, inside the 20, down to the 17-and-a-half-yard line. And a first down on a run of 25 yards by Crowell. Preston Brown took him out. First and 10 Browns at the 17-yard line.
All right, Coach, here we are. We know this is going to turn into a chunk run play, but let's look at the formation at the get-go. What are you trying to show Buffalo?
Well, we're in our three wide personnel, and so what they're seeing from us is they have a packed box. So normally when you have a packed box, people really think you have to throw the ball. So we're going to take a chance here and run a run play that's a little untraditional than most runs. So what we're trying to do is either the quarterback will run out the left side, and it all depends on what the defensive end does up top, or he'll hand the ball to Crow, and Crow will run around the other side.
So it's a true read option for you here. Mm-hmm. And were you hoping by putting the tight end strong on this side to get the linebackers to shift over as they did here?
Right. It wasn't so much the linebackers to get the safety down.
Get safety down. Okay.
Yeah. So we get the safety down. He gives us a seventh guy close to the box. And then we proceed to read the guy that's up top and see what he does. And if he hesitates at all, then we just hand the ball and Crow just beats him around the corner. If he was, for whatever reason, to come up the field hard, then Robert would take the ball and run around the corner to the left.
Do you show all the movement there to the left? Because if you look at the offensive line, if all you looked at, you'd say this is definitely a toss sweep going left.
Right.
Just to get that end to take that first step falling pass.
Absolutely. Door. It's all, you know, it's all window dressing, just trying to show them a different face and do something else.
And you see it from here, you're going to see you get that end to bite in. Crow gets in. I think on this play shows he's got a lot of speed. I don't think people realize how fast he is, gets to the edge, and then breaks a tackle. How happy were you with this run and the outcome here? And these two guys, that's one thing you talk about. You can't have big runs without receivers blocking
Absolutely.
Downfield.
Corey did a nice job there. Rashard Higgins did a nice job there. And that's part of it. Like you said, those guys have to be blocking downfield.
Do you like to see your young rookie receivers down there blocking
like
veterans?
Absolutely. They have to.
All right, Coach. Now, one thing you get asked every single week is, how do we get Crow more carries? Mm-hmm. I want to get Crow more carries. We know you want to do that.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you're getting tired of getting asked it. But will you tell our viewers why it just isn't that easy to walk in and say, look, I'm going to give this guy 20 carries? You got game flow. You've got all kinds of factors. What goes into that?
Well, you said it. It's game flow. It's rhythm of game. He doesn't play every series. We have another player by the name of Duke Johnson that we like to hand the ball to as well. And I think what people have seen is Crow's explosive runs. And they've come because we've done a real good job of scheming certain things for him. But then after you get that particular play, the defense takes it away, you know. And I'm just being very honest, it's hard being somewhat in the situation we're in at quarterback and the changing of the line just to go out and be the type of running team that we want to be. You know, we want to run power, we want to run duo, we want to run downhill, and we're not able to do those things right now. But that's going to be our goal, and I think Crow knows it. He would love to carry the ball a little bit more, but I think he understands the situation.
All right, well, that's going to come in the future, as will more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Andrew Hawkins talks about his big third down catch against Buffalo and tells you why it's so important to give back during the holiday season. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And Coach, last week you guys in the passing game hit one real big play from structure, and that was that 33-yarder to Andrew Hawkins. What did you see on that play?
Well, we caught him in cover one. And, you know, and again, I thought Hawk did a great job of selling a route and getting to the corner. Robert stood in the pocket and delivered the ball on time. And so we're able to execute that play, and that's what we want to be. I think we can do those things and do them a little bit more consistently, which will give us chances to make score more points.
Well, Andrew Hawkins talked about that play and much, much more with Matt Wilhelm in our PNC Bank play breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns veteran wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. Andrew, another tough loss against the Buffalo Bills, but we're going to dive into that 3rd-and-11 play with that big 33-yard catch. Just to set it up, you guys were in a trips formation. And then from that point, walk us through your route, the combination that Hugh Jackson created, and the coverage that you guys got.
Q always, you know, talked to us all week about them being single high coverage. And, you know, we were probably looking for another route on that play, but the coverage was perfect for the corner route, which is what I ran. And Rob did a great job of reading it and putting the ball threading even between two defenders, and we had to make a big play.
He's looking. He's throwing near side for Hawkins, and he caught the ball in traffic. And it's a 33-yard gain to the Buffalo 35.
He went over Seaman's back to make the catch. Nice throw by RG3.
Were you one move or one missed tackle away from a potential touchdown?
Possibly. Because, honestly, when I spent out of it, I almost was able to keep my balance and, you know, I guess from that aspect is a missed opportunity for me. But like I said, we made a great play on third down, and hopefully we were able to make a couple more, man, because that's what it takes to win a football game.
You're a veteran, you know Hugh well beyond just this year. Just walk through maybe just a few scenarios throughout the season or on a weekly basis that Hugh brings the leadership and the motivation to keep you guys going each and every week.
I mean, it's literally every week, every day, every practice. I mean, it's been a trying year for everybody, especially Hugh. But he comes every week with the same juice, setting the same high expectations regardless of the circumstances, and really trying to draw it out of us as men. We have a lot of young guys, and we've had a lot of injuries and a lot of things that you can make excuses about, but that's not Hugh. Hugh continues to work, and he's preaching us to improve and continue chasing that W, man, and that's what you want out of a leader.
Sure, and for you, you're the leader of that wide receiver room. Talk about the jump that Terrell Pryor has made from going from not playing wide receiver to playing that position all this year.
Yeah, I mean, as far as TP is concerned, man, I say it all the time, there's not very many athletes in the NFL that can make the transition that he has in such a timely manner to be one of the top at the position in the league, and the sky's the limit for him. This is really only the beginning. As far as the young guys, they've worked their butts off. I mean, we've had adversity, but anytime they've been called up, they've been stepping up to the call. And I wish that the fans and people outside of the locker room could see the way these guys work every day in practice, because that's where you lay the foundation for what's going to be the determining factor of your success in the league. And like I said, those guys are going to be primed for success.
Sure, you guys are still grinding it out, doing your thing on the practice field and in this building. But at this time of year, you guys have the opportunity on your days off to go do something more and work out in the community.
Yeah.
I know that just this week you had the Hawkins third annual Christmas takeover. I saw some of the pictures and the kids lit up with everything that you do for them.
No, it's awesome, man. I mean, the Give 10, First 10 Foundation here at the Browns do a great job of coordinating everything and putting it together with me. Basically, we just surprise a school or a group of kids with a Christmas every year that to ensure that they have a memorable Christmas. And like I said, it's something that's near and dear to my heart because I was in that situation when I was a kid. And I always thought when I get the opportunity, I would pay it forward that way. You know, push the striving for academic excellence and great attendance and prizes. And like I said, it's awesome, man, just to be able to be a part of something that gets kids excited and maybe something that'll last them a lifetime is just a cool experience.
It really is, and congratulations on that and doing it off the field, and let's get one on the field, and good luck against the Chargers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach, you saw there Andrew Hawkins talking about the third annual Hawkins Christmas Takeover, and it seems by all accounts, great guy, great teammate on and off the field, and somebody you have a lot of history with and is clearly special to you. Why is Hawk so special to you?
He's a pro. You know, he's another one of these men who are here who have been in the organization at some of the down times and has been very steady. And somebody who I really look to, he's one of our team captains. He's done a good job of leading the young guys. And I heard about this Christmas takeover party. I asked the whole team about it. And the whole team just lit up talking about what he does in the community and what the event was about and how it was. And I was really excited for him.
Yeah, obviously a great event and a guy who gives back. He was on the receiving end of that as a young man and now does it as a professional athlete. Says a lot about Andrew Hawkins. And we're going to talk with an up-and-coming rookie when we come back on the Hugh Jackson Show as Emmanuel Ogba joins the program.
You know, they drafted me here to come get sacks, and I feel like I wasn't producing enough, so I just have to be back there.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura, head coach of Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach Emmanuel Ogba, the 32nd pick in the draft, seems to be getting better as the season goes on. 2.5 sacks the last 2 weeks. Is that a great sign for it in your mind?
Yes, it is. I mean, he's finishing strong, and that's what we want him to do. You know, we really feel like he should have more sacks than he has. You know, he's just got to continue to work at it. You know, I think it's been a grind for him. I think he's learning that the National Football League season is different than college football. There was a little dip there, and now he has an uptick again. So we just got to keep him going and get him to finish.
To talk about his rookie season, Emmanuel Ogba sat down with our Sir Andrew Gribble in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Right, we're here with rookie defensive lineman Emmanuel Ogba. Emmanuel, it didn't look like you're going to be a defensive lineman when you were drafted by this team, but that's where you are right now. What has that been like for you in your first season?
It's been good. You know, that's what got me here, being a defensive end. But, you know, I was just prepared for whatever the coach wanted me to do. And Coach Horton came up to me and told me when Dez got hurt that he'd be playing defensive end because he was one of the best players on the field, so I was just ready to go.
Emmanuel, this is kind of one of the youngest teams in NFL history. Has that kind of forced you to maybe grow up faster than you might have on a different team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We all, as rookies, came in together, you know, just tell ourselves we have to do whatever we can to help this team win games. You know, that's why they drafted us. They drafted a bunch of us to come in and just make a difference in this program.
It took a while to get that first sack, but now they're coming in bunches. What was it like to get that first sack then?
It was definitely a stress reliever. You know, they drafted me here to come get sacks, and I feel like I wasn't producing enough, so I just had to get back there.
Was there a moment, though, that something kind of clicked for you?
You know, Coach Anon always told me, just keep fighting, it's going to come. Because I've gotten close a couple times, and he just said, just keep going, you're going to get there.
Mariota getting chased by Ogba, he got him. As he gets him back near the 37-yard line, Mariota slams the ball down.
And then when you're going up against Pro Bowl left tackles, right tackles, what do you have to do differently than maybe things were for you in college?
Study more and study my opponent. And also I asked Joe Thomas, you know, for tips. So he sometimes come up to me and give me tips and advice because he knows those guys, you know. So.
What do you learn from him on the practice field? What does he do that makes it so tough, and does that make it even easier for you on game day?
Joe is a very talented dude. You know, he's very athletic for his position, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to win off the edge, but I feel like every time I go against him, I'm just getting better myself.
Physically, are you where you want to be at, or is there some physical goals to kind of get the NFL maybe a little easier for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, as I get back in the weight room, get a lot stronger, you know, these offensive tackles we go against, you know, they're all bigger, you know, but more athletic. I have to get better at my skills. But.
I know a lot of guys talk about how he keeps you guys motivated. What do you do personally to kind of motivate yourself each week to go out and be better?
Just take good care of my body. You know, it's a long season, and I just have to get in the cold tub, just study, do what I can to help the team win games. That's what I love to do. So,
has that been one of the bigger adjustments though for you? Because in college, 12 games and you're pretty much done. Now you're week 15, week 16. Mm-hmm. Has that been a big adjustment?
Oh, definitely has been a big adjustment. You know, in college, I'm already done by this time, except we have bowl games. But yeah, it's definitely a big adjustment having more games and more stuff on your body. That's why you gotta take care of your body.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much for everything. Good luck on Saturday against the Chargers.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Coach, this seems to be a young man that gets it. He's talking about getting stronger in the offseason. If he does that and continues to improve, how good can he be? Are we talking about a double-digit sack guy going forward?
I think he can be that. You know, obviously he's a talented player, you know, and he's got a bright future ahead of himself, but he said it. He needs to really immerse himself in the weight room and all the things that come with playing his position, because I think if he does that, then he'll make a huge jump, and I know he'll do that. But I think it's really important that he is saying that, you know, that he is feeling that way, because normally players will tend to become that.
Hopefully he will get to the quarterback disrupt Philip Rivers, who we'll talk about when we preview the Chargers next. Up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's game preview time. Hugh Jackson talks about the San Diego Chargers and gives his keys to victory. Plus, he tells you what he wants under his Christmas tree. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura, head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, it's time for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview, and we'll talk about this Charger team. This is a good offense. What stands out to you about what Philip Rivers and company are doing?
He just said it, Philip Rivers. I mean, he is the orchestrator of it all. He's a tremendous competitor, a really good quarterback, has been in this league for a lot of years. Doesn't matter the receivers you put around him, he knows how to make them play. And He's as good as I've seen. I haven't competed against him so many times, but he's a tremendous player.
What makes him so good? Because if you watch him, it looks like this guy can't move around. The ball's kind of in the air forever. He's shot putting it, and yet he slices and dices just about any defense he faces. How is he so good?
He is very bright, understands the game, knows how to play the game, plays within their system, and plays in a rhythm, you know. This is a rhythm quarterback, and as long as he's in rhythms, great things happen, and when he's not, it's a little difficult for him, but he's a tremendously competitive, good player.
All right, here's the stat that stood out to me. When he's not blitzed, he completes about 59% of his passes, about 6.9 yards per attempt, and a quarterback rating of 87. When he is blitzed, which is supposed to be disruptive and make things harder, 67% completion, 9 yards attempt, 110 quarterback rating. How does this happen?
He begs you to come after him, to be very honest with you. He's one of those quarterbacks that plays best when they're under duress. You know, there's guys that play better when they're in zone. He's a guy that plays better when people are coming after him, because he's able to put his back foot in the ground and get the ball out and get it to his guys. They run a lot of crossing routes, as you know.
Yes, they do. And they also have a couple of good tight ends, a veteran in Antonio Gates, a rookie in Hunter Henry. What makes that duo so good?
Well, you have the vet, who is probably one of the best at this position. And then you have this young player who's starting to emerge. And so you got a good marriage right there. And so, again, when you have a quarterback that can distribute the ball like he does, then good things happen.
All right, Coach. Now, at this point, we know the keys to victory. Say they don't change any. I've got it. I'm not even going to ask you. But I do want to know, what do you want from Santa this year?
A win. That's all I need from Santa. Just one win. Give us this one. It's the one that's coming up. I think Santa owes us at least something right now.
I think so as well, Coach. Good luck on Saturday against the Chargers, and hopefully you will get that present on at First Energy Stadium.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you for being with us. Happy holidays, everybody, and let's go Browns.